views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. I'm Dr. Bree with Tony Green today, and we are going to be talking about setting healthy boundaries for ourselves and others also. It's really important that we find a way to take care of ourselves, and like many have known, I took a month of sabbatical, and I had to set healthy boundaries for me, no matter in my family life, my personal, my personal life, even just by myself, of what boundaries am I crossing and how it's affecting others. So today, Tony and I are going to be talking about this subject. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hey, Bree. How are you?
It's been a while since we did a show together.
Thank you. Man, I'm so excited to be here again.
Great. So what do you think about healthy boundaries?
Oh, you know, if people had healthier boundaries, we'd have a lot less divorce, a lot more marriages, a lot more healthy children, healthier work situations. Healthy boundaries are really good. And a lot of people, they understand the word boundary, but they really don't know. They don't know, like, what's a good boundary? What's a healthy boundary? And do they have the right to make one?
Right. I like that.
That's because most people are brought up, when we were brought up, just listen to your parents, concede, be somewhat submissive, especially more so the females than the males. So then we get into a relationship and it goes back into that, I'm just going to do what I'm told. And we don't know what healthy looks like in a relationship. So if we have an idea of what a healthy boundary is for us, then we will have healthy relationships with everyone. Not everybody will like your healthy boundaries, but you'll have them.
And that's happening in my home right now.
Yeah, you know what? When I always tell people, try to set your boundaries right away. Mm-hmm. Have your lines, have your set situations. And because once somebody crosses a boundary, then it's 10 times more difficult to bring them back across that line of your boundary again, right?
Right. No, that's very true. So like with me, I have a stepson, right? And yes. I haven't been able to set those boundaries. And I'm going, what the heck is going on? You know, for years. He's been living with me since he's been 9. He's graduating Monday, right? And it's really affected our home life. It's affected his life horribly. So even though I tried to set those boundaries, being a step parent, you know, you kind of have that yin and yang situation with mom and dad, right? And so...
Right.
And there's a lot of us that have children that we love with all of our heart. But how do we set the boundary of now he's moving out of the home next week, right? And reset our own personal boundaries back in our marriages or, you know, not the children or God. You know what I mean?
I do. So when we're working with a situation that is after the fact, meaning there have not been boundaries or boundaries have been crossed over a little bit. And don't realize they can say no in a marriage. And I really cannot emphasize, when we first meet somebody, we want to please them. And so we accept and we go along with things. And then the longer this goes on, the more difficult it can be. But I have two processes for resetting healthy boundaries.
Oh, wow.
And the first, it's really important. Otherwise, everything diminishes, and it starts with self. Your self diminishes, and then the relationship diminishes, and nobody's happy. If we have some healthy, solid boundaries, some like, this is what I'm willing to accept, and this is what I'm not willing to accept, then everybody's happy. Now, the first thing I always say to everybody, you know your boundaries. Because most people will go, I know I don't want this anymore. Okay, that's not a boundary. That's what you don't want. So right. I say, sit down, get a big pad of paper, because you're going to rip a lot of those sheets up in like frustration, trying to figure out what your healthy boundaries are and what areas that you want them in. So I say, sit down, start writing out the areas that you feel somebody has crossed your boundaries, and then you work backward from that area and you say, oh, okay, this is my boundary then. If they're doing this and it makes me uncomfortable, now let me explain that really quick. About the way I could explain a boundary is, when somebody crosses your boundary, you typically have a feeling of discomfort. You know you're going past what you're comfortable with. So to set a boundary, you say, this is what I'm comfortable with. Now, when you're going from zero, it's easy to say, these are my boundaries. And you don't say it like that clearly. Mm-hmm. But you say, this is where I sit. This is what I believe. This is what I want. This is what's good. But once you're at 100 and those boundaries have been being crossed for so long, then you have to sit down. You, within yourself, need to reestablish those boundaries with your back straight, your shoulders back, your head held high, and you need to write out, what makes me comfortable? Where is my comfort zone? I'm comfortable, and I'm going to use a really easy one. When my partner is not cheating on me, that's my comfort zone. That's my boundary, right? So that's a really easy boundary that most people, not in an open relationship, can understand. So, but then when we start to get to the, a little bit other things, like I have a comfort zone that I want to be able to discipline this child just right. as you can. My child, my rules. Well, you know what? Not going to fly. I need to have a ruling in all of this. That's my comfort zone, right? Now let's go past that, because, you know, he's already graduating. He's probably right. going to be moving on soon.
Right.
Let's talk about writing down your personal comfort zone. And you're going to get frustrated, and you, because especially for women, it's really difficult to determine where our comfort zone is, because it's, for some of us, it's just been way too long since we've been within that, right?
Right. No, that's very true.
So now, once you figure out where your comfort zones are, and the best way to know where you're being, where boundaries have been crossed, is where you're uncomfortable. Figure out what your comfortable zone is, your comfort zone is. Figure out what your comfort zone is, and then write, this is where I'm comfortable, and get that solid within yourself. Once you've done that, sweetie, then comes the difficult part. You think figuring out the boundary was difficult, but what we're going to do in the next part here, in the next part of our little chat, we'll talk about how we bring that boundary to our partner, our boss, our friends, who's ever crossing, our stepchildren who's crossing that boundary, mm-hmm. and have a conversation about it.
I don't mean to laugh, but I'm going, conversation in my house right now. We're doing better than I was doing a month ago. But you know, the one thing I know is I didn't take a piece of paper. I just set my boundaries. I'm sorry. I went into my heart center to set my boundaries.
Right.
And where I took my thoughts, and we're going to be doing a show on this, but I took my thoughts from my heart, to from my head into my heart, and made sure that all of those were coming from my heart center. So that's the way I had to do it, because writing it on a piece of paper for me, I probably would have went through 20 legal pads. You know,
right, exactly. And that, you know, but for some people, for you, you're solid, you know, but for some people, they don't have that connection from the head to the heart center. They don't know, they can't do that. So for some people, that notebook or that paper is important. And you know what? As soon as we, I think we're going to be going to break pretty soon.
Yeah, in about
as soon
minute.
As we come back from break, we can talk about, okay, if you have a difficult partner that you can't talk to, and most of the time, if your partner has crossed boundaries, they're a difficult person to talk to because they're a meme. And I'm going to give you a result or a way to work with that also.
You know, I think our listeners will really appreciate that, because there's so much of it that's happening right now. Where people are not agreeing with different things that their partner's doing, or their business partner, whether it be a relationship or business or friendship. You know, everything is shifting so fast right now on the planet, and we're going so fast, we're in a spiral. You know, so when you think about it, we're in this matrix, right? And then there's a Merkaba inside of it, and we're inside that Merkaba. You know, if the listeners could see me, I'd be holding up this big Merkaba I have behind me. And that I use for healing with people to go into and come back out. And with that being said right now, let's take that break and come back and talk more about setting the intention on that you have talked about, you know, on boundaries. And we'll be right back with more of Tony Green and myself at Silver Guy Radio.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
At a crossroads in your life, in need of answers, trying to discover your life dream or how to manifest it, Dr. Catherine Lehman with a team of angels, guides, master teachers has been helping people unveil the truth to the path of abundance and freedom for over 40 years. Training with shamans, teachers, and healers globally, Dr. Lehman will guide you to action in discovering your soul's path. Schedule a session today, 951-313-8541. It's 951-313-8541.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
So, Tony, let's talk about what we just left off with, where you were talking about healthy boundaries.
Absolutely. So, you brought up a very good point, Bree. Not everybody can talk to their partner reasonably, especially when they're trying to reestablish healthy boundaries. Once somebody has things pretty much the way they like it, they want to keep it there. They're not willing to say, okay, we're gonna do it your way now. I'll be healthier. And let's be fair, they might not know that their behavior is crossing your personal boundary. Okay? So we're gonna just say that because people don't know until you tell them sometimes. So if you have a partner that you cannot sit down and have a good conversation with, I always say, and I have a process for this, and this process works beautifully. You write a letter. You never refer to him, you, or me. You never say, you do this, I do this. You say, we, during this whole letter, we, because you don't want the person to feel like they're being attacked, not even in the letter. If they feel like they're being attacked or blamed, they're going to shut down right away.
Right.
Now, one thing I've learned about people, when they read a letter, they take the time to listen to all the words. They might even read it a second time to make sure they haven't missed anything. Uh-huh. When you're talking to a person, the moment you say something that they feel like they're being attacked, they stopped listening and they're preparing their defense. They're interrupting you and you're not going to get to finish saying everything you have wanted to say. You don't have to say in this letter, I'm going to reestablish healthy boundaries for me. I always say the soft approach is the best approach for your first approach. Mm-hmm. And that means we have had X number of years together. We have a great deal of love for each other. We have had a relationship that has stood the test of time so far. However, I would like it if we can take a moment and look at a few things that might help our relationship become stronger, healthier, more loving, and you can even throw in there more charismatic or more sexy in the end. Mm-hmm. That is a great way to start it. And then when you're stating things that you feel, maybe you want to pull back on, say, I understand that in the past I was okay with this and we have come to this term. Now I would like us to look at this and see if we can pull back a little bit on this because it's wearing on me. Uh-huh. So see, it's never a blame thing.
Right.
It's never a, you are crossing my boundaries. It's like, listen, I know I understand I let you go this far before. Don't state it like that. But now can we look at pulling it back because that's really wearing.
Right.
And then when you give the letter, you don't hand the letter over and stand there with arms crossed, tapping your foot, waiting for them to fit. What do you think? What do you think? Did you?
I'm thinking, are you watching
me? What there? Do you
I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm thinking. Tony, you're too funny. You're too funny because I'm thinking about Were you watching me at home this last month or what?
I may have been. So what you do, you take the letter, you put it you can put it in an envelope, but you bake the person something they really love. Like whether it's cookies, cupcakes, or their favorite chicken, you know, veal, parmesan, whatever it is. You put the letter next to the plate right before they get home and you leave. On the note, you write, I'm going to be gone for 2 hours. I wanted you to have the opportunity to read this over, understand it, and if you would like, please write me a letter back.
Oh, I like that. I really like that.
Because if you walk back in after 2 hours and say, what'd you think? they're going to get defensive. Let them write a letter back. And then get the letter, say, I'm going to take time. I'm going to read this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to appreciate every word that you have written. And go upstairs and go lock yourself in the bathroom if you have to. Lock yourself in a bedroom and sit down and really read it. And then say, and when you say, I'm going to take this letter and I'm going to really read it and I'm going to be very thoughtful in my reading it, and I'm going to give you a very respectful response to this. When people, we fall into so many patterns, and we fall into those patterns with conversation. Now, your partner at a party might be a delight and wonderful to talk to, but at home he might have 5 words for you, and they're always the same 5 words. That's a pattern we fall into. So right. We have to break that pattern. And again, another way of doing that is with a written word, you know, just and remembering to always say we and us.
Wow.
Is so important.
So with setting your own spiritual boundaries for yourself, you know,
yes.
That's very important. I know that I will not allow somebody to step over my spiritual boundaries. And, you know how strong I am on those. So what about others right now that are looking to set those spiritual boundaries for themselves? What kind of suggestions could you give them?
Okay, so first I would like you to explain your definition of spiritual boundaries, just so everybody listening has a really good idea of what exactly, because again, Bree, the word boundaries is very foreign to so many people. So setting boundaries and go right ahead. Sorry.
Okay. So what I'm going to say is when I'm setting my intentions or my thought patterns or bringing in everything from the mind into the heart center, right? When I'm setting those boundaries of what I'm going to do today, this is, you know, like even the show today, right? I'm setting the boundaries of how I will or how I'm going to allow myself to behave.
Right.
You know, where our producer that's really great that's on here right now, Alex, right? He's doing his job. He doesn't interrupt in what we're doing, right? That's a boundary. So right. And when you sit in a spiritual boundary, do I let anyone cross that? No. Because here's the thing is with me, I am so in tune with myself. And I went through a hard healing time that I had to go through and recognizing things that I thought I healed, that I didn't heal, that are now healed, and the things that no longer serve me have left. And to allow some of that to come back in would be crossing a spiritual boundary, even on myself.
Okay. Yes. That's a good, yes. That's a great explanation. Thank you. So one of the things I would say is when people are setting boundaries, spiritual, physical, even some people need to set food boundaries, right?
Oh yeah, I'm doing that now.
and it's not easy. We cross those boundaries, but I'll tell you, the sooner we can keep our own personal boundaries, the more effective we'll be in having other people keep boundaries with us. So when somebody's setting their spiritual boundaries, again, where's my comfort zone? Where am I not comfortable? Now, I love my sister to pieces. She's like my best friend. I just love her. But she and I have different understandings
uh-huh.
of what we believe in.
Right.
I don't know how to. She believes in religion. I believe in spirituality. And going public with my work, my sister set a really good spiritual, if you will, or a really good boundary. She said, don't bring it around me and my kids, and we're good. I said, perfect. And I respect that because I know that this isn't her journey. This is my journey.
Right.
And I don't expect anybody else to jump on my path or my journey, but I also hope that they won't try to pull me off of it.
Correct.
And
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
That is one thing that I've stuck to no matter what. Even in all the chaos that's happening around everything, I will not allow somebody to take me off my spiritual path. It's my decision, my life. Even with, you know, we all have that point. We have a breaking point. We all have to take some time off and do self-healing work, call another healer to work on us, right? You know, even for the work that you
absolutely.
And I do. We always need that help. But I would not allow anybody to take that spiritual path or my journey away from me, because great teachers are taught by lessons that are learned.
Exactly. And you know what? It's so amazing. People think because we do the work we do that we are perfect. And really, we're on the same journey. We're walking in those shoes. We're just, you know, and we go to healers. I every once in a while get intuition from somebody else. Yeah.
Right. So we have to take a break. Let's talk about that when we come back. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Excited
to.
All right.
We'll be back with Tony Green and myself, the Server Guy Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit SilverGaia.com. That's SilverGaia.com.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
So, Tony, during the break, you and I were talking about setting boundaries at the workplace.
Yes. Now,
and especially in the field we're in.
Exactly. So one of the things that was really difficult for me in the beginning, because I've done this, I've channeled, I've been a psychic and a medium and a channel for as long as I can remember. And whenever I would talk to somebody, information would just come out.
Right.
So when I started doing it as a business, I really had to figure out how to charge people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really difficult thing for me to then set that boundary. Because again, I had gone over that boundary. I just would, you know, talk to people and all this stuff would come out. So then when they would, you know, call me and talk to me, they would then just expect it to come on. I'd say, well, it took a really long time. And it was very hard for me to say, would you like an appointment for this? And then they'd be like, and then they'd go, oh, well, I thought we were just talking. I said, and I want to say, yeah, for 30 minutes, you've been asking me about your life, but you haven't said one thing about me. We're not talking. You're getting a reading here.
Right.
I don't say that. I say, oh, I understand, but it seems as though you need a lot more in-depth information on this subject. If I'm wrong, that's okay. But would you like to set up an appointment if you have more questions about that? And that took a long time. And then being able to not feel guilty. Now, if you feel guilty about something, you cannot hold strong boundaries. And it took a long time for me not to feel guilty about taking money for healing work. A long time. Like, I gave away so much more work than I was paid for. And I literally was almost like I became in a situation where I couldn't pay my bills or take my dog to the vet. And they're laughing at me going, we're sending you the people. And I remember having a woman that she would come in and always talk about how her money situation. And then one day I looked out the window and she's driving off in a BMW convertible. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I love it.
That's it. No more freebies. But I had to set that boundary within myself. Now, for people who don't own their own business, you know, they have to set boundaries with their bosses because so many times bosses will say, here's your job description. And then within a month, there are 10 more things that the boss is having them do that aren't even in that job description. They don't say anything because for fear of getting fired. They don't want to be fired. So, you know, setting and establishing those boundaries right away. And if your boss adds more on, simply saying, oh, is this part of my job description now? And does it come with a pay raise? That puts them right in the, and if they say, I just thought you could do it this one time, say, well, with my regular workload, but I'll try to get it in for you. But this is not part of my job description, correct? Just wanted to make sure, just establishing that you understand that this isn't part of it and they're adding stuff on.
You know, is really important. I got to say this. Years ago, I had made that mistake about not setting a boundary where this work was concerned. I was going, I love this. I want everybody to know how to channel and be in touch with the ascended masters and the goddesses and you know, on the other side and stuff, right? I'll do this. I love it so much, I'll do it for free. you know what? I did it for a while, and it was not just a while. It was a couple of years. And I went, okay, what are you doing, Brie? Get yourself together. You know, you put yourself, you know, and it was like, okay, so I got myself together and stuff. And then I learned about all my other stuff that I've done. I'm going, oh, I want to teach this now. But I'm making sure I pay, you know, tell people this is what it costs now. But I did the same thing. I was laughing. If they could see us on video, I was laughing because I was like, going, oh my gosh, I've been there. I've done that. You know?
Yes. Other people. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I know you get these calls. I always get these calls. Hi, do you answer one question for free? Do you give a 5-minute free consultation? Like, and they're talking about that. They just have one question, and it's always the exact same question. Is my man cheating on me? And I always say to them, I'll go, I understand what you're asking me. You want me to work for you for free. And they'll say, well, just one question. I said, and one question leads to another question. No, no, it'll just be one question, but unless the answer makes me need to know more. And then I'm laughing. And then I'll ask them this one question. Do you go to work for free? And they'll stop and they'll go, no. I'm like, oh, thank you for understanding that I don't either. And then they're like, Oh, but not just for one question. And then I have to pull out the character remark where I say, I would never, ever expect anybody to work for me for free because it's of such low character. And if they don't get it, I just hang up at that point. But yes, that's the funniest thing to me, that people would call a total stranger and say, will you work for free for me?
Oh my gosh.
Like, well, there's all the way.
Right. And there is times though that I have donated and given back because I've been blessed with so much in my life. You know, and there are times there's people we run across that actually do need our help, that do not have the money to buy a book or spend even $20 to come and talk to a psychic for a reading in one of the metaphysical stores, right? And it's like, you know, there are times, but we know, here's the thing. We know if they really need it for free.
Or if they're just trying to find out if their man is creeping.
You know, and I won't answer questions like that. That's one thing I tell you. Yeah. I won't tell you if you're with your soulmate. I'm not going to tell you if your man's cheating on you. I'm not going to tell you if your wife's cheating on you or your girlfriend's cheating on you. You know, as many people should know, that's an opening for a lawsuit, and I'm not willing to be a part of it. So I can't guarantee nothing. Well,
exactly. And then even if you did tell them, then they have, who is it, when, where, I need details so I can, no, stop. Yeah, that's not a good line to go down in the first place.
No, I won't do it. So there's that thing about me right there. Everybody knows that. So don't call me and ask me.
That's a healthy boundary right there.
I'm telling you.
That line I'm not willing to cross.
So, you know, I got to tell you this. So I've been working, had to go through the healing. You helped me with that very much. And I want to thank you with that also. I want people to know that Tony, helped me through the month I took my sabbatical. But here's the thing is when I worked on the emotional, so we got the emotional taken care of, the spiritual, the mental. Now I've got to work on the physical. And that was the healthy boundaries, just talking about eating or what you're drinking, what you're putting in your body. Are you exercising? Are you taking care of your physical body properly to the best of your ability? And that's something now I have to work on. That's the last part. But yet things will come up during the day that could be a spiritual or emotional or mental, right? And I'm going, okay, I got to make sure I'm all in check and kept everything in alignment, right? So I don't get upset with anything such as, you know, I always use my family on the show because I can't use nobody else. So my stepson needed to have a different phone replaced, right? And I called him and I said, I'm at the phone carrier. And please come and meet me there so you can pick up your phone. And my back was really hurting. And a lot of it has to do with the weight gain that I put on, right? And so I said, come and meet me at the house. I don't have time. Really? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. So I'm carrying heavy dog food in the house, right? And I'm going, okay, the dog's going to be fed. I just got back from meeting with Teresa, you know, my business partner and friend. And we come back and I'm going, okay. So you know what I did? I wasn't even mad. Get that. The normal reaction a month ago or 2 months ago, I had been upset, right? I called his dad and I said, you wouldn't believe this. I'm not even mad. I'm just disappointed. I'm disgusted, right? And my husband took it from there, the boundary, and went and took care of it with his son. He is my son too, but he finally stepped up and took care of it. I was so happy.
Isn't that amazing? See, when you, I think the way we request, we're always afraid to ask or to put somebody else out. So we don't, but when we say it like this in a way that's very in a response rather than a reaction,
right?
We can get a better response also. We really can.
And I got the greatest response. He took care of it and he called me back and my husband apologized. And, you know, I said, you don't owe me an apology. He goes, well, yes, I do. You know, and it was just the most wonderful time. I had driving in the car, talking on the car phone, right? And, you know, it was a reconnection that him and I are rebuilding now with new boundaries now.
Because isn't that wonderful? Yeah, that's so wonderful. So, you know, what? Let's talk, when we come back, let's talk about boundaries with children.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I think I brought my stepson up enough. Let's start bringing my nephews, you know, they're in their 40s, you know, 30s and 40s. We can start bringing those people up.
Absolutely. We can throw them all in the mix.
I'm telling you. But you know what? I want to tell you something. You said something earlier about your sister. My sister told me the same thing. You know, go on with what you're doing, but don't bring it to my home.
Right. But you know,
that was a healthy boundary for both of us.
It was. It's about respecting what other people want and need, and them respecting what we want and need also.
Right.
That's it.
That's great.
We don't always know.
Right. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk about children. See you in a few minutes.
Excellent.
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm trying not to laugh. During the break, Tony and I were having a conversation on my dad. And he was one of those lovable drunks that, you know, and he had an alcohol problem. But, you know, he was lovable. I've never been in a violent situation with someone like that. And Tony said I was very fortunate, which I know I am. But so, Tony, that's a childhood thing. Let's go right into children. You ready?
Yes, I absolutely am. Absolutely. So,
not to laugh about what we talked about. You know that, right?
That's okay. It was pretty funny. So, a lot of people raising their children today, they want to make sure their children have everything, experience everything. And we're living in a kind of a disposable, throwaway society. Oh, the iPhone 7 just came out. My kid needs that. And I think that's funny because I'm not as young as some of the people out there. And, you know, we used to leave the house, and I personally in my 20s traveled in my car from state to state with no phone because they weren't out yet. Or, yeah, well, I don't think they were out yet.
I'm in the same age limit. There was no cell phones. We were lucky.
Yeah.
Remember the rotary phones where we had to dial?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's so funny. My niece walked in and she saw a phone on the wall, and she looked at me. She says, "Auntie, what's that?" I said, "It's a phone." And she looked so perplexed. She was 7 at the time, and she just looked so confused. And she said, "But how do you take it with you?" And we just cracked up. And it's just one of those things, like her, like children, like my 3-year-old niece will probably never know, a rotary phone or a house phone, right? Because who has them? Very few people have them anymore. But, you know, with the boundaries and the children, if we don't help them have boundaries now, if we don't give them boundaries, they won't have them later. And they won't be able to survive as well in the world, this entitlement thing comes over them. Like everything is supposed to be given to me, and it's supposed to be, I don't have to do anything for it because that's the way it's been. And I don't have to behave, and I don't have to have character or honor. I'll just get what I want regardless. And so setting really healthy boundaries and having your children stick to those boundaries ensures, number one, they're going to be in healthier relationships. And number two, they're going to be able to create a life that is really good for them, and they can survive in the future.
You know, I have a question for you. You brought a thing up of self-entitlement. Do you think they were born with this? Because I know that in my family, with my husband and I, I'm talking about, right? I am seeing a self-entitlement with a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this has gone on for years. Do you think that they're born with it? That's a question that me and Teresa had one time.
No, this is definitely, I believe, okay, here's the best way to respond to that. And it's a great question. The best way to respond to that is to say, people are entitled until you teach them they're not.
I love that.
Yes.
So I'm going to use that one. You know that.
Because, and here's the thing, again, with our children, we want to make sure they have everything we didn't. They have everything. They get to do everything we didn't. And the opportunity is there. So we must find a way for them. Well, what if, you know, saying no once in a while, or helping them to build the way to get that is a better solution.
Right. You know, it's kind of like my mom would say, I'd love you enough to tell you no.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people don't want to tell their kids no or get them, you know, it's almost like the TV has become the babysitter. Now it's the phones, right?
Went the computer.
Computers, phones, whatever.
Yes.
Sit right here and play with mama's phone. You know, I've seen that with 3 and 4 year olds playing with the cell phones and doing paint and stuff on it, right? I'm like, oh my gosh. And they're sitting in front of computers. I'm going, why aren't they taking them out in nature, taking them down by the beach, but into the park? Teach them things that are out here, not what's in front of the TV or the computer or this or that, because I personally try to stay away from my computer as much as possible.
Right. And I think it's become an easy fix for parents when they have to get things done. Okay, sit. But I think that parents also don't realize how addicting electronics are.
So this is where I'm going to kind of play devil's advocate, however you want to say it, right?
Yes.
So here's the thing. Do they not realize how addicting they are, or is it an easy way for them to take care of the child without having to be, be there and be responsible for them 24/7? So is it easier to give them the computer and the TV, or is it easier for them to be proactive instead of antisocial?
Okay, so remember these gadgets, these iPads and tablets and phones weren't around when we were children. So some of the parents now, they give them to them not realizing how addictive they are. And it is a great way to get a child to sit down and look at this and play with this while they do dishes or do this or do that. But what ends up happening is then the child will cry for it, and or it becomes the at-home babysitter while they're getting everything done they need to do. Now, I don't have children. I have 2 dogs. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're welcome and sometimes lucky.
Yes. So I don't know what my choices personally would be if I had a child, but I do know that we have to start teaching our children healthy boundaries now so that later on in life, they can progress and serve their purpose, which is the most important thing.
Right. I know that instilling unconditional love along with discipline, and that is for ourselves. We have to have unconditional love for ourselves and discipline for ourselves in the journey of life that we're on right now. And with going into the different, as in the third dimension world, we're saying, you know, different dimensions, right? As we continue going forward, we need to set those spiritual boundaries also. Are you willing to come and, you know, go and please someone else? Well, one of the universal laws that I forgot about is I was pleasing everybody else but me. And that's a law. Please yourself before everybody else. I was going, okay, so I broke that law on myself. Okay, so I had to replace that and do a little atoning and stuff into the goddess and the God creator, right? And then I was going, okay, what's the next thing that I could do to make things easier for myself? And you know what? Take responsibility for my actions where my physical body is concerned.
Oh, my. Yes. So take responsibility for actions just straight out.
So here's the thing. Be proactive is doing something about it. Antisocial is not doing nothing about it. Do the right thing when no one's not looking. So instead of saying, okay, when I get done with the show today, I'm going to go next door to the Mexican place and have, some big old fattening lunch, right, of carbs. Right. Or I could be responsible, go home, make myself a salad, and be proactive and set those boundaries. And that's what I'm doing now.
Right.
I'm not changing that.
Sometimes it's, we give in to our whims. We have these justifications, give in to our whims, and we shouldn't do what's easy. And it's really easy now to do what's easy.
Right.
It's so convenient to go through any drive-through to just do what's easy in every aspect of our life. Don't do what's easy. Do what feels good and right.
Right. But, so, Tony, we only have a minute left. Give them your information. You're going to be on the show again this month, but give them your information, how they can get a hold of you.
Tony G, TONIG.info. That's my website. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Instagram, and that's more than I can handle for social media.
There you go. So, Tony, it's been a great pleasure to have you on the show. I can't wait till the 29th, where we're going to talk about bringing the mind into the heart space, and I think that's going to help so many people. This month is going to be an amazing month, guys. I have Ted Winslow's back on Monday with a new album. I thought I'd let you guys get that out real quick. Otherwise, we'll all see you again next week on Silver Gaia Radio.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.